Congratulations to Sarah Hermes Griesbach and Amy Rydell, the co-founders and editors of All the Art, the Visual Art Quarterly of St. Louis. The magazine highlights not only the tried and true arts institutions, such as the St. Louis Art Museum and Laumeier Sculpture Park, but highlights the many and varied art galleries and smaller institutions in our metropolitan area that display high-quality visual art. The duo says the magazine is a record of exhibitions and art events that invigorate the communities residing on both sides of Del Mar and Highway 270 and on either side of the rivers. One such small gallery, Duet, directed by Daniel McGrath, pairs a St. Louis artist with another nationally and sometimes internationally known artist in each exhibition. The exhibition that I saw this summer featured American artist Caitlin Asen and Azerbaijani artist Vusal Rahim of the YAY Gallery. To mark the first time these two artists have been displayed together, this exhibition creates a dialogue between their two cultures through their approaches to abstract painting. It was co-curated by Daniel McGrath and Anna Sokolova, local programs director, Yerat Contemporary Art Space, Baku, Azerbaijan. Recently, the St. Louis Story Stitchers Artist Collective had a small installation of a work by internationally famous Buzz Spector, who joined forces with the Story Stitchers to promote awareness of gun violence in their storefront studio on North Skinker Boulevard, just north of the Del Mar Loop. Jessica Barron, director of the Fort Gondo Compound for the Arts, a thriving small art complex on the artsy Cherokee Street, describes the compound as a nonprofit alternative art space founded in 2002. Barron says, "We like to think of our programming as being akin to the socioeconomic model of micro-lending. We offer small loans of time and space to under-recognized artists or artists wishing to realize otherwise unrealizable projects, whose exceptional merit has been otherwise overlooked by more mainstream organizations." Recent exhibitions at Gondo include A Glimpse Inside the Box, work from St. Louis University's Prison Arts and Education Program, which is a group show both curated and composed by inmates at the prison in Bonterre, Missouri, and Hello, Can I Take Your Picture?, a solo exhibition of Polaroids by Cherokee neighborhood resident and community organizer Annie McCullough, documenting her evolving relationship to the Cherokee community. Another beautiful new space is the International Photography Hall of Fame, where the current exhibition, Nanjing Style, Photographs from Our Sister City, is currently on view. The Hall of Fame is celebrating our sister city collaborative with the Federation of the Arts Photographers from Nanjing, China. 16 Chinese photographers arrived in May and spent a week visiting and photographing the St. Louis region. This cultural initiative is a reciprocation of a visit that the International Photography Hall of Fame photographers made to Nanjing a year ago. The exhibition is actually on view in three other locations as well. Across the Missouri River, in historic St. Charles, is the Foundry Art Center, which houses artist studios, galleries filled with works by regional artists, and hosts many other events, and has classes available for both young and old. Across the Mississippi in Alton, the Jacoby Art Center also has varied arts programs and recently had a juried exhibition of St. Louis watercolorist entitled Splash. These are just a mere sampling of places to see the visual arts. What a culturally rich city we live in, and let's not keep it a secret. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.